Okay, says the Gemara, we're at the bottom of Daf Mem Ches Omed Beis, and hopefully we can try and finish our Chazara today.
We're starting with Reb Shmuel Zalman, right? Tanya.
We're up to Tanya, quite right. Tanya, third bottom line. Reb Eliezer Oimer. Kol Shaloi Omar Eretz Chemdo Toivo Urechova. If you didn't say those four words, the Birkas Ha'aretz, which is the second bracha of benching. Ooh, Malchus Beis David, if you didn't make any mention of the Malchus Beis David in Voine Yerushalayim, Lo Yotzi Dechevase, then you're not Yotzi Yocheva, that is the critical part of these brachas. Nochum Azokein Oimer, Tzarech Sheyiz Kerba Bris. You've also got to make mention of the Bris, as we saw last time in Rashi, because it was as a result, at the time of the Bris, that we were zeicher to the Oretz. This bracha essentially is all about Eretz Yisrael, and at the time of the Bris, that's when the promise came to Avraham Avinu about Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yisai Metzorech Sheyiz Kerbot Teira, because also it's in the Zuchus of Teira that we have Eretz Yisrael. Pelimoy Oimer, it's true, you've got to say both of these, but which one do you say first? Says the Gemara, the bottom line, Tzarich Sheyakdim Bris Latero. You've got to make mention of the Bris before you make mention of Teira, which is, of course, what we do. Al Brischa Shechosamto Vivsareno, Va Al Teiroscha Shelimadetono. Why does the Bris get mentioned first? Shezu Nitno b'sholosh brisos, because Torah was given in three covenants. We saw about this in Rashi and Tosfos. Whereas Zu Brismila Nitno b'yud gimel brisos. In the parasha of Brismila, the word bris is actually mentioned 13 times. Therefore, you should make mention of bris first. Rav Abba Omer, Tzarech Sheyomar Bo, Hoydo'o Tchilo V'Soif, which is what we do. You have to make mention of thanking right in the beginning and right at the end. And we do that. We start off Noida and we end up on a Moedim Loch. V'Hapoiches, and if you're going to do less than that for whatever reason, Lo Yifchos Me'echod. Do not do less than one, because that is also a critical part of this bracha. At least one thanks must be in place. V'chol ha'poiches me'echod, and anybody who does less than one, if you don't even thank Hashem on one occasion during this bracha, then you need to know harizeh maguna, and that will be considered despicable. V'chol ha'choisim, if anybody finishes the bracha in the following manner, and he says, manchil artzeis, if you finish off the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the bequeather of lands, if that's the way you finish Birkas Ha'aretz, Umoishia Es Yisrael, or if you finish the bracha of Boine Yerushalayim with the words Moishia Es Yisrael, then you need to know that is the incorrect way of finishing the bracha, Vahare Zebur, and this person will be considered an Amoretz. The Kol She'eino Eimer, this is what we said before, if you did not say Bris V'Toira, the Birkas Ha'aretz, or Umalchus Beis David, the Boine Yerushalayim, Loi Yotza L'dei Chayvasai. And you're not Yotza L'dei Chayvasai. You're not Yotza L'dei Chayvasai. Says the Gemara, this would seem to be a proof to Rabbi Eloyah. The Omer Rabbi Eloyah, Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Ba'acha, Mishum Rabbeinu, Kol Shulei Omer Bris, V'Teira, B'Birkas Ha'aretz, U'Malchus Beis David, Rabbein Yerushalayim, Lo Yotze Deichai Vosei. Fine. So it seems to be everybody is on the same page. Everybody holds that these parts of benching are absolutely critical, such that if you do not mention those parts, then you are not Yetzi Yochiv. Now, Pligi bo Abba Yossi ben Dostoi v'Rabbonon. Until now, everybody seems to be in agreement, but there is a machlokes with regard to Hatoi v'Hametiv. Chad Omar, one opinion says Hatoi v'Hametiv Sricha Malchus. You've got to make mention of the word Melech. V'Chad Omar Einat Sricha Malchus. Why? What's the discussion? Says the Gemara, it depends on, is it a bracha hasmucha lechaverta, a principle that we discussed in great length? Is the fourth bracha of benching considered to be a continuation of the third bracha of benching? Why would it not be considered to be a continuation? Because maybe hatev amitev is not min hatayra, it's only midrabonon, so it's a brand new start. And that's what the Gemara says. Man da omat sricha malchus. The opinion that it says that yes, you do have to say malchus because it's a brand new start. Kosovar de rabbonon. He holds that the bracha teva meitiv is only midrabonon. And if it is midrabonon, it cannot be considered a continuation of the bracha that preceded it, meaning bo Yerushalayim, which was a deraisa. However, the opposite. Uman de Omar Einat Sricha Malchus, and the opinion that says that no, you do not need to mention Malchus, Kosovar Doiraisa. He apparently holds that Ateva Meitiv is Doiraisa, and if it's Doiraisa, it really is considered a Brochas Muchala Chaverto. How do we, by the way, Paskin? We Paskin La Locha, as we have mentioned already, that Ateva Meitiv is not Doiraisa. And that's indeed why we begin the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. We do say again, Kol Avinu Malkeinu, etc., etc. Tana Rabbanon, Mahu Chosem B'Binyan Yerushalayim. We're going back now to the third bracha. What is the correct chasima? How do you finish? Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda Omer Moishia Yisrael. That's what you should say. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the savior of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Moshiach Yisrael in Binyan Yerushalayim. Loi, question mark? Is that what you mean, that you should only say Moshiach Yisrael and not conclude with the words Binyan Yerushalayim? Says the Gemara, no, I never meant that. Elo Eima, rather what this means to say is Af Moshiach Yisrael, with the underlining of the word Af. The Gemara didn't mean to say that you only say Moshiach Yisrael, rather, you even say Moshiach Yisrael, but you certainly have to make mention of Bein Yerushalayim, which is, of course, what we do, and we do not say Moshiach Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Rabba Baravuna, Ikle Lebei Reish Galusa. Ravuna came to the house of the Reish Galusa, Posach Bechoda V'Siyem Betarati. He began the bracha with one and ended it with two. What does that mean? When he began the bracha, he did not say, Rachem no Hashem elekeinu al Yisrael amecho v'al Yerushalayim yirecho. Remember, we're discussing two things over here. We're discussing Boinei Yerushalayim, and we're also discussing Moshiach Yisrael. Now, as we're discussing two subjects that maybe have to get mentioned in this bracha, Klal Yisrael and Yerushalayim. So what Rav Huna did was, Rabbi Bar Huna, he began the bracha b'choda with mention of only of those, one of those items. He didn't say Yisrael and also Yerushalayim. However, v'siyem betarti. But he finished the bracha by making a double mention. And he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Boine Yerushalayim, and also Moshiach Yisrael. So he made a difference in the beginning and the end of the bracha. Omar Rav Chista, Gevurta Lemichtam Betarti. Is that really the correct thing to finish off with a double mention? That's what you should have done. Gvurta lemechtem betarati. You should have finished off with a double mention. You should have finished off the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, boinei berachamov Yerushalayim, And also Moshiach Yisrael. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be. V'atanya Rabbi Omer, ein choslim b'shtayim. You're not supposed to finish with two. And if you remember, we saw why not? Because we said this is similar to the principle of chavilois, chavilois. Just like you don't bundle up mitzvahs, so too you don't bundle up brachas. If you want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for two separate things, then you should make two separate brachas. But not, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the following list. Says the Gemara, one moment, this seems very strange, because we seem to have a number of examples of when we do absolutely this. Gufo, Rebbe, Oime, Ein Choismin B'Shtayim. You've just told me a principle in the name of Rebbe, that you're not supposed to be Choism, you're not supposed to finish off the bracha with a double mention. So how are we to understand? Eisvei, we have a big kasha. What's the big kasha? Levi, Eisvei, Levi, Le Rebbe. So Levi asked a question to Rebbe, don't we finish Al Ha'aretz V'Al Ha'mozoin? Baruch Atah Hashem, Al Ha'aretz V'Al Ha'mozoin. So that is a double mention. We thank our HaKadosh Baruch Hu for both the land and also the food. So I thought you just told me you're not allowed to make a double mention. Says the Gemara. No, that's not two things, that's one. Eretz, the mafgamozin. We don't mean to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu separately for Eretz Yisrael and also the food. Rather, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land that produces food. It's a land, Eretz Yisrael, that provides sustenance. That's really one thing. Okay, next kasha. What about Al Ha'aretz V'Al HaPeiros? Which, of course, we say in the Bracha Achroina, so the more again, same Teretz. It's the Eretz, the Mafka Peiros. It's the land that produces Peiros. What about Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim? Once again, it's Yisrael D'Kadshinu L'Zmanim. Klal Yisrael who are Mekadesh the Yomim Tovim. What about Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodoshim? Same thing. It's Yisrael D'Kadshinu L'Roshei Chodoshim. Klal Yisrael are the ones who are Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. That's not two separate thanks. What about Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim? Now you're stuck. Why are we stuck over here? Because Klal Yisrael are not Mekadesh, as it were, the Shabbos. Shabbos comes what come what may. Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh is all dependent on how Klal Yisrael establish it with the Eidim and in Beis Din, etc., etc. They're not Shabbos. So the Gemara, you're quite right. Chutz mizu. Chutz mizu. So that's the exception to the rule. You're quite right. Every rule has an exception. This is the exception. Says the Gemara, Maishno. And what is indeed the difference? Hocha chodahi, hosam tarati. Kol choda v'choda ba'ape nafsho. In other words, if you're happy to make an exception and you say that you do say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim, so let's go back then to our discussion. You're telling me you're not allowed to finish the bracha of Bo'ine Yerushalayim and also what? Moshiach Yisrael. So why can't that be an exception as well? If you're telling me that the rule has an exception, so why can't this be an exception? And the answer is no. Because when we say Mekadesh HaShabbos B'Yisrael V'Hazmanim, you're right, it's two separate things, but at least it's one category. And what is it? It's all about Mekadesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh the Shabbos, and he's Mekadesh the Zmanim. So you're right, it's two things, but it's two things under the same category. What's that joint category? various things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh. Masha ain Kane, in the case of benching, if I say, Boine Yerushalayim and Moshiach Yisrael, that's not just two items, that's two different items. One is the fact that he happens to be Boine Yerushalayim, one is the fact that he happens to be Moshiach Yisrael. If that's not thanking twice for two different things, that's completely two different thanks. And for that cannot be done. The Ta'am Amai says the Gemara, and what indeed is the reason? What's so bad to make a double mention at the end? And this is what Rashi was quoting. Lefi she'ein oisin mitzvahis chavilois chavilois. Because you do not bundle up mitzvahs. Now, we're not talking about mitzvahs over here. We're talking about brachas and thanks. So Gemara seems to say, yes, same rules apply. Says the Gemara, so what's the final psak? Is my hava aloh. What was the final conclusion? How indeed are you supposed to conclude, finish the bracha of Bayne Yerushalayim? Says the Gemara, Omer of Sheshes. It depends how you begin. However you begin, that's how you should end. Posach berachim al amcha Yisrael. If you began the bracha by mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have compassion on Eretz Yisrael, on Klal Yisrael, so then in turn, Chosem, that's the way you should finish as well. B'moshiach Yisrael. Posach berachim al Yerushalayim. But if you began the bracha with have compassion on Yerushalayim, then Chosem b'boine Yerushalayim. So, however you began, that's how you should end. V'Rav Nachman Omar, that no, afilu posach berachim al Yisrael, even if you began the bracha by mentioning Klal Yisrael, but chosim b'boine Yerushalayim, you should always finish Yerushalayim. Why are those two connected? Mishum shenema boine Yerushalayim Hashem, Nitche Yisrael Yechanes, which means Emosai Boine Yerushalayim. When indeed does HaKadosh Baruch Hu build Yerushalayim? Bizman Shenitche Yisrael Yechanes. Exactly at the time when all of those scattered within Klal Yisrael are all regathered in. So therefore, if you begin saying Havrachmonos on Klal Yisrael and you finish off saying Boine Yerushalayim, those two are related. Omalei Rav Zeira l'Rav Chista, Nesimar v'Nisni. So Rav Zeira invites Rav Chista, please can you teach us about Birkas HaMozni? He says, I can't. Omalei Birkas Mzoina loy Gomino. Never myself have learned the halachas properly Birkas HaMozni. But Tanuye Masnisan, you want me to teach others? I haven't even learned them myself. Omalei, he says, what do you mean you haven't learned them yourself? My high? Well, what's that supposed to mean? You haven't learned the brachas of Birkas HaMozen? How can we possibly understand that Rav Chisda didn't know the halachas of Birkas HaMozen? So he says, well, I'll tell you a story. It seems to be that it's not so poshut. Maybe I don't know the halachas well enough. Omalei, the ikloi lebe Resh Kalusa. Because on one occasion I came to the Resh Kalusa. Ubrichi Birkas Mazoina. And I made a bracha on Birkas HaMozen, the Zokfi Rav Sheshes Lekui Olai Kechivya. And Rav Sheshes got up to me like a snake. In other words, he's very upset with what I did. V'amai, why? What did I do wrong? D'loy Omri, loy Bris, v'loy Teira, v'loy Malchus. And I made no mention of Bris, Teira, or Malchus. And the Resh Kalusa got very upset with me. Why did I not make mention of these things? V'amai loy, omrit. So why indeed did you not say these things? Because Rav Chananel Amarav. Dom Rav Chananel Amarav. Loy omar bris v'teiro malchus yotzon. Even though we said early on in the Gemara that if you did not make mention of these things, you are not yotzei. But there is an opinion that says, no, you are Yotzi. So I went with that opinion, and if I allowed myself not to make mention of those things, why are you Yotzi? Says the Gemara, bris lefi sheino benoshim. A bris doesn't exist with regard to noshim. And Torah malchus lefi sheino le benoshim ve le ba'avodim. So if it doesn't apply to everybody, so you see it's not a critical part of benching. So therefore, I allowed myself to miss out those parts. Oh, you got very upset. Va'at shovket kol hani tanoi va'amoiroi va'ovadato karav. End of story. You're right. I cannot deny you've just quoted that Rav holds that these parts of benching are not critical. Maseda. And it was on that basis that you decided to paskin that way, and that's why you left out those parts of benching. But let's not forget the many Tanoim and Amoraim hold that you do need to make mention of it. So why did you leave the general, commonly agreed upon opinion that these are indispensable, critical parts of benching? Why did you leave all of that in favor of Rav's opinion? Which is that these parts are not so critical after all. So I'll go upon it. That's what Rav Chista meant, that I can't possibly give a shin, hukas berkas hamazon, because I don't seem to know the halachas myself, quite frankly. Says the Gemara in conclusion. Omar Rabba Bachano, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Hatoi Vahameitiv Tzricha Malchus. You've got to make mention of Malchus in Hatoi Vahameitiv. Maika Mashmalon. What are you teaching me? Kol Bracha Sheimbo Malchus Loishma Bracha? Are you trying to teach me that every Bracha that makes no mention of the Malchus of Hashem is not a bracha? Is that what you're trying to teach me? V'ha'omar Rabbi Yechanan, but Rabbi Yechanan himself said, Chodazun on one occasion, he said in the name of Omar Rabbi Zeira, V'ha'omar Rabbi Yechanan Chodazimna, sorry, end of question. But Rabbi Yechanan has already taught us this rule. Rabbi Yechanan once taught us a rule, which is you've always got to make Malchus. We've got to make mention of Malchus in a bracha. So why is he teaching me that, you know what, when you say Atoy Vameitiv, you've got to say Malchus? Yes, of course, you've already told us this. Why are you pointing out, why are you singling out the Brach of Atoy Vameitiv? So the Gemara says, no, what he means is something specific to over here. What he means is, Omer of Zera, Loima, Shetzricha, Shtei Malchioi. Of course, we all know the old rule that every bracha needs malchus, but here it needs two. Chada dida, one because of its own merit, it's itself as a bracha. But chada de boine Yerushalayim, remember Yerushalayim, as it were, lost out in mention of malchus, so it's reinserted later. Oh, so yachi neboi tlas, so maybe she needs three. Chodah didah, v'chodah debo in Yerushalayim, v'chodah debirkas ha'aretz. No. Elo birkas ha'aretz, my time aloi. Mishum davo la bracha smucha lecha verta. Is in which case, bo in Yerushalayim, nami loiti boye davo la bracha smucha lecha verta. Nobody ever told us that I have to compensate for the malchus that was missed out in the second bracha of Noida Lecha. Why not? Because that's not called missed out. Why is it not called missed out? Because if it was a bracha hasmucha lechaverto, then by rights, malchus was not mentioned in the second bracha. There's no necessity to play catch up afterwards. So why don't I say the same with Bein Yerushalayim? Bein Yerushalayim, how did Bein Yerushalayim start off with? Rachem no Hashem Elokeinu. There was no Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. What, that's called missed out? That's not called missed out. It doesn't need a melech. Just like the second bracha of Noida Lecha also didn't begin with melech. It just began, Noida Lecha Hashem Elokeinu. Oh, he didn't begin with melech. Okay, doesn't need to. It's a bracha smuch lechaverta. So if I don't need to compensate for the second bracha, why on earth do I need to compensate for the third bracha? That's not cool that Malchus was missed out. Says the Gemara, no. Hu hadin, essentially the same should be applicable for Bein Yerushalayim. Really, afilu Bein Yerushalayim, nami loy boya. Essentially, Bein Yerushalayim should really also not require Malchus. Why not? Because it's a bracha smucha lechaverto. And if it's a bracha smucha lechaverto, it doesn't require any mention of Malchus, and it doesn't require mention of Malchus. It's not considered that Malchus has ever missed out at all. It's not missed out. It never needed to be mentioned in the first place. So why indeed am I saying, therefore, that you need to catch it up? Hello. Aidi the Omar Malchus based David. Lav oirach ara deloy oma malchus shomayim. That's the point. The point is that if you made mention of the malchus based David, it's not oirach ara. What does that mean? It's not oirach ara. It's not derech eretz. That's the point. It's not derech eretz to make mention of the Malchus of David HaMelech and not refer also to the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it needs a catch-up. That's why in the Bracha Vateva Meitiv, not only do you have to make mention of Malchus because you have to in every Bracha, but also as a catch-up for the previous Bracha. Says the Gemara in conclusion, Rav Papa Omar, no, what it means is as follows. Hochi koma, tzricha shtei malchus lebar midido. When Rabbi Yochanan said to us, you've got to have made the mention of malchus in the bracha teva meitiv, what he meant was an extra two mentions. What were these extra two mentions? Which is, by the way, what we do, because we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Okay, the first Melech is just because the bracha requires it. But then we say, Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu, etc., etc. And then we say, HaMelech HaToiv VaMeitiv LaKol. So there really is a double mention, besides for the fact that the bracha requires its own personal mention, but it gets another double mention. And that, Rabbi Yisai, ends our Chazora. I think we just have a few minutes left, so let's try and at least make a start to the next sugya, which is a whole big sugya now, Mitzvashem. So we're on the seventh bottom line. Yosef Rav Zeira Achoyre Derav Gidl. Rav Zeira was sitting in the Beis HaMedrash behind Rav Gidl. The Yosef Rav Gidl. Kameid Rav Huna. The Yosef. And he sat and he said the following. The Kaman, he said the following halacha. To'o v'loy hizkir shel Shabbos. What's the halacha? We've made mention earlier on that when it's Shabbos in benching, you have to make mention of Shabbos as we always do, ritzei. You have to say ritzei in the third bracha. So the question becomes, and what happens if you forgot? A person launched into his weekday benching and he forgot to make mention of Shabbos. To'o v'loy hizkir shel Shabbos. Oimer. So there is like a catch up type bracha. It's, by the way, critical that you make a mention of Shabbos. If somebody benches on Shabbos at least the first two meals, where bread is mandatory, Friday night and Shabbos day. If you cannot make mention of Shabbos, you have to bench again. It's that critical. So the question is, fine, so if I've really finished benching, so then it's too late. If all of a sudden I remember I haven't benched yet, so you're going to have to bench again. But what happens if I remember my mistake? I realize my mistake in the middle of benching. The Gemara says, I add the following bracha. And I say, Ta'ov lo yizkor shel Shabbos, Oimer, what you should do is say the following bracha. Baruch shenosan Shabbosois lemenucha la'amo Yisrael bi'avo. Lois Ulabris Boruch Mekadesh HaShabbos. So that is the catch up. So there's a special institution. You've got to add this bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos in place of Ritzei. And if indeed you forgot that as well, then indeed you've got to add, you've got to repeat benching all over again. Okay, so at least we made a Hakdoma. Ez Hashem, tomorrow we will get to the bottom of the Omud, and hopefully we'll turn over the Omud as well as we continue this very Gishmaka Sugim Ez Hashem. Meanwhile, everyone should feel well. Ez Hashem.
Amen.
Amen. Yishkoach.
Okay, be well, cult of.
Tuf.